Pen and paper ready, stopwatch ready, let's practice some database questions. Question 1. Describe the advantages of a relational database over a flat file approach in relation to data redundancy, data integrity, and data consistency. 6 marks, so pause now for 6 minutes. Okay, let's see what you've got. So a precise definition of data redundancy is the unnecessary duplication of the same data. Always expand with an example. E.g., in a flat file database, customer details, such as name and address, would be duplicated for every order the customer placed. Now, as I'm sure you're aware, the point of a relational database is to store the data in such a way that there is no redundancy. But prior to normalizing a database into a relational model, an original flat file may well have contained redundant data. So to avoid any ambiguity in your answer, it's a good idea to explicitly state in a flat file database. So to define data consistency, I've written data held in more than one place in a flat file database must be the same data. For example, data may be inconsistently entered due to a spelling error. Now finally, integrity. Data integrity is the correctness of data, and we can expand that into the extent to which it truthfully represents the original information. For example, when an update occurs to a customer address in a flat file database, every record containing the address would need to be changed. If one instance was not updated, data integrity would be lost. So simply, one mark for each definition and one for each example. Question 2. Explain what is meant by the term data normalization. 2 minutes. This is a very popular exam question. In fact, if this doesn't come up in your paper, I will eat my hat. So, the first mark. Normalization is a staged process designed to remove inconsistencies caused by redundant data. And for the second mark, you should expand into by eliminating repeating attributes. Classic textbook answer. Make sure you've learnt it. Okay, question 3. Most businesses now use distributed databases. Explain what is meant by the term distributed database and discuss their advantages and disadvantages. 6 marks, 6 minutes. So before we look at the text of a 2-mark answer, let's focus on the principle. So in the business world, a database sits on a database server, serving multiple client computers that might need to access that database. So a distributed database is simply multiple physical servers hosting the same database. So for 1 mark, data is stored on a number of servers at different locations. And for the 2nd mark, but appears as one logical database under the centralized control of a database management system. And the most obvious advantage of using more than one physical server is if one breaks, there's another to fall back on. So my first advantage is non-dependence on one central server. So if one server fails, other servers can be used. Now imagine an organization that has, say for example, a head office in Manchester and a branch office in Newcastle. What advantage might exist to the staff in Newcastle having a local database server on their site? Well, clearly, any client data access requests from those computers in Newcastle will use the data on the local server. So my second advantage is queries can be performed on the local server, so faster response times to client queries. And 2 for the price of 1, this reduces network traffic on the WAN, on the wide area network, as local queries use data on the local server. Some disadvantages. Well, the most obvious disadvantage of all is security. It is harder to control data security when the data is spread across multiple physical locations. And for the next two disadvantages, think about what might happen if any data is changed on the database. Well, of course, if users are always using their local server's copy, any changes that they make need to be propagated to all the other servers on the distribution. So, second disadvantage, reliance on external communication lines to synchronize database servers. So if the line goes down, the servers cannot synchronize, which could lead to data inconsistency. And again, two for the price of one here, because we can now expand into the third disadvantage, increased costs owing to the use of expensive communication lines to synchronize the servers. Question 4 is a specific case study question that's available on the PDF notes document, but on this podcast, I'm going to focus now on the final question, question 5. The council's library service uses a data warehouse to hold details about all library loans throughout its area. Holding this large central store of data allows the library staff to use data mining. Part A. Describe what is meant by a data warehouse and explain the advantages it might give the library service. See what you can do in 3 minutes. So a data warehouse is a large archive of historical data used to help managers make decisions. So the first advantage here is an absolute freebie, because the question stated that a large central store of data allows the library staff to use data mining. And then you've been asked the question, what is the advantage to the library of using a data warehouse? Well, simply, it allows the library service to use data mining. But given that a data warehouse is a large historical archive, what further advantages are there to the council library service? Well, when data is placed into a large archive, it's removed from its original location. So archiving historical data can speed up searches on local library systems. And now finally, because we've got all the data in one place from all of the various different libraries around town, this allows the library service to combine information about every book from all local libraries to make interrogation more productive. So the second half of the question then, part B, explain what is meant by data mining and give an example of how the library staff might use it. 3 marks. As long as there is data mining, there is a data warehouse from which that mining is done. So you've been asked to explain data mining. The explanation is the analysis of data in a data warehouse to provide new information. So how can the library use this? Well, bearing in mind what we now have is an archive of all of the transaction data from all the libraries around a given town. So we now have all of that data pooled into one resource. So we could ascertain the lending patterns of individual local libraries to inform decisions about changes to opening hours, or perhaps more controversially, identifying which libraries may need to close. Or perhaps a different example may be, the most popular books or genres can be identified to inform future book purchases.